Hence, all fascistic movements commit considerable energy to prolonging a heightened state of emergency. Across the West, this was the most glorious boon of World War I. War. What is it good for? Both Mussolini and Lenin are reported to have had the exact same response to the news of the war. The Socialist International is dead, and they were right. Across Europe and later America, socialist and other left-leaning parties voted for war, turning their backs on doctrines of international solidarity and the dogma that this was a war for capitalism and imperialism. After a reflexive 2-month period of following this party line, Mussolini started moving into what was known as the interventionist camp. In October 1914, he penned an editorial in Avanti explaining his new pro-war stance in terms that mixed Marxism, pragmatism, and adventurism. A party which wishes to live in history and, insofar as it is allowed to make history, cannot submit at the penalty of suicide to a line which is dependent on an unarguable dogma or eternal law separate from the iron necessity of change. He quoted Marx's admonition that whoever develops a set program for the future is a reactionary. Living up to the letter of the party, he declared, would destroy its spirit. David Ramsey Steele suggests that Mussolini's switch in favor of war was as scandalous as though, 50 years later, Che Guevara had announced that he was off to Vietnam to help defend the South against North Vietnamese aggression. It's a good line, but it obscures the fact that socialists throughout Europe and America were rallying to the cause of war largely because that's where the masses wanted to go. The most shocking example came when the socialists in the German parliament voted in favor of granting credits to fund the war. Even in the United States, the vast majority of socialists and progressives supported American intervention with a bloodlust that would embarrass their heirs today, if their heirs actually took the time to learn the history of their own movement. This is a vital point, because while it is most certainly true that World War I gave birth to fascism, it also gave birth to anti-fascist propaganda. From the moment Mussolini declared himself in favor of the war, Italian socialists smeared him for his heresy. Chi paga became the central question of the anti-Mussolini whisper campaign. Who's paying him? He was accused of taking money from arms makers, and it was hinted darkly that he was on France's payroll. There's no evidence for any of this. From the beginning, fascism was dubbed as right-wing, not because it necessarily was right-wing, but because the communist left thought this was the best way to punish apostasy, and even if it was right-wing in some long-forgotten doctrinal sense, fascism was still right-wing socialism.